Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Real fun afternoons. The Scotty K. Show on US 99.
We're about to let listener Lauren's mom pick a date for her. First of all, Lauren, you're there, right?
Yeah.
All right, Lauren. And how old are you, Lauren?
I'm 31.
31, living the single life, doing your thing. Probably more accurately, being disappointed by a bunch of buttheads, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's more accurate. Perfect. And now, Mom, Michelle, you're there, right?
Yes.
All right, so I asked three bachelors multiple questions, dating questions, personality questions. We're going to go through their answers, and at the end, we're going to find out if the guy that you pick for Lauren is the same guy that Lauren would pick for herself, okay?
Okay.
The first question is, if you had to compare yourself to a type of dog, which one would you be? This is guy number one.
I'd probably say golden retriever. I had one growing up, and they're super loyal, they're affectionate, and honestly, they're just happy to be with the person that they love.
Okay, guy number two.
A Labrador, because, you know, I'm excited about everything and distracted by everything. Squirrel! Also food. If you have food, I'll love you forever. And I'm just excited for the next adventure.
Okay. Sounds smiley, doesn't he? And guy number three says,
Doberman, strong, protective, and don't waste time. I don't waste time chasing my tail.
Okay. Let's move on to question two for the guys, where if you had to live inside a TV show for a month, which one would you pick? Okay, girls, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Guy number one.
Oh, totally Friends. I love that cozy, like, tight-knit friend group and a coffee shop where I can just say, hey, can I have my usual?
Okay. Guy number two.
Survivor. One, because I'm overconfident, and I think I could totally outwit and outplay everybody. Plus, it's kind of a vacation. Somewhere warm right now, I'll take it.
Okay. Guy number three.
Suits. Absolutely. Power moves. They're confident. You look good in every scene. That's the way to live.
Okay. Question three is, if you have to wear one outfit for the rest of your life, what is it? Guy number one.
Oh, that's easy. Jeans, a nice sweater, button down, comfortable shoes, and something easy but put together at the same time.
Okay. Guy number two.
A Hawaiian shirt, sunglasses, and swim trunks. I want people to think I'm always on vacation. Maybe retired.
Question and guy number three.
Black suit. It's classic, powerful, works in any occasion. You can wear it to a party. You can wear it to a business meeting. Always ready, always looking good.
Okay. Now we're halfway through the questions. Lauren, do you have a front runner so far? Don't say what it is, though.
Yeah.
And Mom, do you have a front runner?
I do, and I hope it's the same one.
I do, too. Okay. And we're going to find out. Now, you can also text in at 312-946-4995 who's in the lead for you right now. But we're going to come back in two songs, get the last three questions, and find out if their answers match. And can Mom pick a date for Lauren? That's next on US 99.
Real fun afternoons. The Scotty K. Show on US 99.
Lauren, you're there, right?
Yeah.
Mom, Michelle, you're there, right?
Yes.
So let's jump back in because we are figuring out if Lauren's mom can pick a date for her. We'll see if Mom picks the same date as Lauren based on the questions that I asked these bachelors. Question number four is, if you could have dinner with any fictional character, who would it be? Here's guy number one.
Oh, do you remember Mr. Feeny from Boy Meets World? Yeah, I mean, he was the best at giving love and life advice, and I would love to hear, like, his take on giving advice in today's day and age. That would be awesome.
Okay, I like Mr. Feeny. Guy number two.
Captain Jack Sparrow. That's definitely not how he sounds. Imagine the stories, though, that he has. The chaos, the unlimited rum. Probably doesn't smell that great, but it'd still be so fun.
Okay, and guy number three.
Batman. He's wealthy. He's incredibly smart. I would guess he has the best steak in Gotham. So delicious meals every night. And he's got those cool gadgets.
Okay. Question five. If you were a food, what would you be and why? Well, guy number one.
If I were a food, I'd have to say a warm chocolate chip cookie. I'm sweet, it's comforting, and it's always there when you need someone.
Okay, guy number two.
Spicy tacos. They're a little unpredictable, a little messy, but always a good time. And I can eat like 100 of them.
And guy number three.
I'm a steak. I'm classic, satisfying, never go out of style.
All right, never go out of style. Now, this is the last question. If you could switch lives with an animal for a day, what would it be? Guy number one.
A dolphin. They seem so happy in the ocean. They're super smart and they have like other dolphin friends. They're social.
Okay. Guy number two.
A monkey. Climb trees, confidently swing between them, stealing food from humans, because that would just be the type of chaos I would enjoy.
All right. And guy number three.
A lion. King of the jungle. Enough said.
All right. Those are your six questions for your three possible suitors. Now, Mom, do you have a guy in mind?
Yes.
You don't sound too confident.
I'm not.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. Lauren, I'm going to put you on hold so that you can't hear the answer, and then we'll come back and find out if your answer matches Mom's.
Okay.
All right, hold on, Lauren. All right, Mom, who do you pick for your daughter?
I'm picking number one for her.
What was it about number one that you liked?
Like the loyalty and, I don't know, Mr. Feeney kind of did it for me too.
Yeah, I hear you that. That's very funny. Okay. All right. Let's get Lauren back on. Lauren. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Lauren, who do you pick as your suitor?
I pick number one.
You pick number one. Interesting. Okay. Now, let me drop a drum roll, and at the end of the drum roll, Mom, I want you to tell her who you picked for her. You ready?
Yes.
Lauren, your mom picked suitor number
one.
You did! What? You picked the same people! That was fun. You guys hold on right there, and there you go. Mom picked a date for Lauren. Happy Valentine's Day, Oma.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.